Well, we're talking pest control, and Jennifer just took a call from a woman in Ahwatukee that says, all right, I've got a story for you. There's a snake in my bathroom right now. Did we get her taken care of? We found somebody to go get the snake out of the bathroom? Oh, man.
Most people... Pest controls don't mess with snakes.
No, I don't blame them. I wouldn't either. I don't mess with snakes either, except at the end of a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about a story I had with a client, and it's beyond the statute of limitations. This was, this is almost 30 years ago. This is about the time I started the radio show. And my exterminator used poison corn pellets, and we thought we were going to kill 5 or 6 pigeons, and it was about 50. But we solved the problem. We did solve the problem. Why don't y'all talk about the fact that I've been around long enough that we've done some non-politically correct things in our history? This poison isn't what y'all are currently using. Mike, how do y'all address this situation?
Well, we find it to be more effective, more humane, and just kind of a better plan of action to trap the pigeons using sheltered cages with food, water, and shade. We provide them basically an artificial cove in which they can enter, feed, nest, but it catches them with the one-way doors.
Okay.
And twice a week we return to the location and remove them from that house.
And can you relocate that bird? Can you drive it? Like if you're eradicating a property in the Sam Hughes district, can you take that bird out to Vail or Sorita and let it go?
No, you really can't. They'll find their way back. We've done that before and painted feathers on a pigeon, released it, and it returned right back to where they were born, their nesting area. So, no, you can't do that.
I have a friend that actually his dad, I don't know if he still does, but his dad does pigeon racing, and they would buy pigeons. And he'd be like, hey, you know, where's Sean this weekend? Well, he's driving up to Utah to let 50 pigeons down, and they got, you know, it's this whole competition. And especially during dove season, they don't run the races because their return birds often get mistaken by inexperienced shooters.
We've got Diana and Jerry on the line. Let's see if we can take Jerry real quick, because this is a very, very common problem. And we've had several people recommending ways to take care of it. I'm curious to see what ideas y'all might have. Jerry, calling from Scottsdale, welcome to Rosie on the House.
Thank you very much. I've got a bird that every morning comes to the chimney, knocks on the chimney, and about 6:30 in the morning, every morning. How do I deal with that?
The woodpecker dilemma.
Yes, we've dealt with that problem before. Usually on that type of deal, we would probably install some spikes to keep him off the chimney. And he's probably there's probably some type of a insect that may be up there that he's trying to get to, but usually a spiking product or even a bird jolt system, shock system, it could be applied up there to keep them away.
Just keep them from landing there in the first place.
Exactly.
Generally speaking, that's going to be the ladderback or the Gila woodpecker. It generally only happens in the spring during mating season, and the reason they're using your fireplace spark arrestor, Jerry, as you know, it's very loud. We have a fireplace in our bedroom, and it has one of those metal spark arrestors. And we have this woodpecker every spring. Now, what the woodpecker is doing, Jerry, is the louder noise he can make in the spring gives him the biggest area of mating property. All the female woodpeckers in that area that can hear him making that noise now know that's his terrain. So he is highly motivated to do it as loud as possible and as often as possible. I will tell you something that worked at our house. Go, if you can easily access the top of the chimney where he is doing the pecking, get a large bottle of Tabasco and spread it over the top of that in a way that it dries there. If you see the woodpecker flying through the yard upside down with a jet stream trailing out the backside, you know you've got him, and he will find another place. They are not big fans of Tabasco. So try the Tabasco trick. You can get the spikes and put them up there. You can also drape or cover. They generally don't do it in the winter. This is generally a springtime thing. You could actually build a hood that would cover your fireplace if you just made sure to remember to remove it when you started the fire next fall.
And if you don't have a lot of neighbors or you're in a big enough property, get some metal tin and set out back for him to bang on something louder away from the top of your roof.
Only at Rosie on the House. You're not going to get this stuff anywhere else.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.